stop it. Just stop it.
What?
I can't stand it anymore. Every night, stacking, arranging, aligning, adjusting, annoying.
Can't you let me live?
They're all gonna wind up back in your pocket anyway, all jumbled together in a big mess.
Hey, do I complain about the way you read a newspaper?
Yes.
I mean, every morning, snapping and folding and creasing like an origami festival. And then you turn the pages and you lick your finger. You lick your finger, you grab a little page. You lick it. Hey. I don't know that was actually called for. I'm just trying to tidy up a little bit. You know, that's what I'm doing. I'm eliminating clutter from our lives so that we might have more time together.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize you were doing it for us.
Yeah, well, now you know.
Go ahead.
Stop my heart as much as you. Let's take each other's hand as we jump into the final frontier. I'm about to, baby.
Murray, I feel I can tell you this because we've become very close. You really stink.
You know what concerns me here, honey? Acid rain. Because I'm pretty sure when I left the office, I was wearing a hat. I'm so wet.
Why didn't you take the subway?
Cut. You know why I don't take the subway, and I don't want to discuss it. What the hell am I smelling? Wet dog?
I can't believe you're still avoiding that token guy.
Why is the minute I say I don't want to talk about it, you start talking about it?
Because you don't really not want to talk about it. In fact, your saying I don't want to talk about it is actually a desperate plea for me to draw out of you whatever it is you think you don't want to talk about.
Oh, good. So good. Now I'm wet and I got a headache.
What is your problem with this guy?
I feel badly for him, okay? You know, we went to film school together, and now he's a token taker? That's just so, you know, I'm making movies, he's making change.
So,
can you imagine what this guy's life is like? I mean, every day stuck in a cramped, airless cage, and the noise and the fumes, the bodily fluids everywhere.
Just because someone works in a subway doesn't mean they're miserable.
No, I'm sure he's the happiest man under the earth.
It's not like you're winning any Oscars.
Well, I guess you won't be singled out in my acceptance speech.
I bet you'll thank me when I show you the surprise I brought you.
Well, it would have to be a really good surprise.
It's a great one. In fact, some people say it's the greatest show on earth.
Get out of here. The circus? The circus where you would do that for me?
VIP seats, including back tent passes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love when you use your high-powered PR connections.
My connections fell through. I had to sleep with all the Willendas.
Either way, the point is, these babies are center ring front row. You know, that like doubles your chances of being picked for the little train.
Now, we talked about this last time. If you're taller than the dwarfs, they probably won't pick you.
Hey, why are there so many tickets in here? Don't tell me that you're being invited for Anna, Mark, and Ryan. No, why?
You would begrudge a 5-year-old child a trip to the circus?
Well, he's a 5-year-old brat. Besides, last time they picked him instead of me for the train. Hey, Ryan, all set for the big fun night?
Ryan, sweetie, ask before you grab.
You guys are very late. If we miss the clown cavalcade, the whole evening is shot. Where is Mark?
Fran?
Will you come in already? The dog is not here.
Mark, he's a pussycat.
Am I right? Huh? Am I right?
Murray, you're being very impolite.
They can smell fear. You smell fearful.
You do. You smell like fear and a little egg salad.
Ryan, No, Ryan, you don't play with the dog. It's a vicious dog, vicious. See, I can't understand that. I've always been very civil to that dog.
My doggy!
Well, it's my doggy, and frankly, it's my light.
I got a better one.
Well, you might want to check this out, Ryan.
He's a child. You can't let him win.
Hey! No, Ryan, you play nice.
I'm sorry, traffic was a mess.
Can we go, please? I do not want to miss
it. I know, the geek parade.
Clown travel. Can we go, please?
Don't worry, we'll take a subway. We'll be there in a jiffy.
No, we're not taking a subway.
Why not?
Because it's bad luck to be underground and under the big top on the same day.
Really?
Yes.
She never heard that. Fran?
Ryan, sweetie, do you need to make Tinkle?
He can go on a subway like everybody else.
Ryan, we're going to the circus.
No. Ryan, doggies don't go to the circus.
Daddy's right.
You can play with Murray next time.
No, now!
Murray, forget what you're hearing, because you're not going to the circus, and don't even listen to the kid.
Don't thwart him. He doesn't like being thwarted.
Was I thwarting? Right there, I was thwarting. Ryan, listen, we can't take Murray, because what if he meets a pretty poodle and then he wants to run away?
You have beady eyes.
Well, I'm glad we had this little chat.
Right, sweetie. Remember how much you loved the circus last year? When you got to kick the clown?
I want Murray!
Hey, this is crazy. I'll stay here with Ryan. I don't need to see some poor goat with a horn stuck in his head.
Hey, what's the matter with you? It's a unicorn, and I waited a year to see him.
He's my child. He's my burden. I'll stay. You all go and have fun.
No. I'll stay.
I don't care if you all stay, because I'm going.
You're selfish.
All right. Okay, that's it. End of discussion. We're all going to the circus. We're going to have a barrel of fun. Right, Ryan?
No.
Stop acting like a child. Do you want to miss the circus?
No.
So?
So buy the tokens.
The guy probably isn't here, and even if he is, what's the big deal?
Is it a huge thing I'm asking you to do? Love, honor, and buy the tokens.
There is something you're not telling me.
No, there's nothing.
What is happening here?
Nothing. I don't want this guy blaming me for his life.
What possible reason could he have for blaming you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's bitter. Maybe he's jealous of me. I don't know. Well, maybe both our senior projects were due on the same day, but I got to the editing room 5 minutes earlier, so I got the good movie, Olin, and Howie showed up, and he got mad, and he never finished his film, and he dropped out of school, and he ended up here. Maybe.
So you're saying you've been guilty all these years because you were a more conscientious student?
Yeah.
You're incredibly neurotic and incredibly sweet.
And incredibly late, so please go by the Tokens.
No, what are you going to avoid the subway the rest of your life?
No, just the station. God, that's him. It's him. That's the... Would you look at him? Look at him in there. Look at him in the booth there. I mean, do you realize a different toss of the dice? That could have been me.
Just say hello. He probably won't even remember you.
Thank you. Heading two, please.
Paul Buckman? You.
Who are you talking to me? Because I can't hear you through the glass. We can't hear you.
Paul Buckman.
Howie. Howie Ballinger. Is that? Look, honey, it's Howie Ballinger. Howie Ballinger. That's so funny. Howie, my wife, my lovely wife, Jamie.
Hi, Howie.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Paul always was lucky.
You know, Howie, we'd love to stay in chapel. We're late. We're going to the circus.
Why don't you come in for a second?
Oh, no, we can't.
Oh, come on.
We really can't. Howie, we'd love to... Oh,
come on.
Man.
Hey.
Wow, this is nice. I've never been inside one of these things before. You know, it's deceptive. It really is, because on the outside, it looks very cramped in here. You know, then you come inside and it's roomy. It really is, don't you think?
It's very roomy. You could throw a party in here.
Plus, they give you that cushy chair and you got a great view.
Honey, look at all those tokens.
How does that work with the tokens? I've always wondered, with the tokens, do they bring them to you first thing in the morning, or do you got to go pick them up? Is it like a big token place?
So, Buckman, I hear you're a hotshot filmmaker now.
Hotshot? I don't know if I'd use the word hotshot.
I would.
You know what I do? These low-budget documentaries, boring. I can hardly watch them myself.
Why do you put yourself down? I hate that. You're a brilliant director.
But I make no money.
Hardly
any. Isn't this? It's unbelievable.
I support him.
Oh, God. Well, Howie, it's good to see you. It really is. It's just great to see you. And you know what? I'll just get a couple of tokens. We'll be on our way.
Oh, you'll just be on your way, huh?
Well, the circus only comes to town once a year. So, hey, would you like to join us? We have extra tickets.
I don't need your charity.
They were free.
Oh, sure. The auteur gets all the perks, right?
No, they're not my perks. They're her perks.
I don't even like the circus.
Hey, take a cab, okay? I'm with friends.
So, Paul, I'll bet you'd forgotten all about me, hadn't you?
Oh, on the contrary, I
have. He talks about you all the time.
All the time.
You know, I haven't forgotten about you. You know, I keep living that morning over and over until it's burned in my brain. Me getting to the editing room 5 minutes late, you already at the good moviola laughing.
No, I wasn't laughing.
And gloating, just like you're gloating now.
Are you gloating?
No, I wasn't then, never. There's been no gloating.
You know, it's your fault that I'm here. And now you're following me down to the stinking hellhole? Why, to rub it in my face?
To buy a token.
Oh, yes, of course, sir. You'd like a token, sir.
How many would you like, sir?
One?
Huh? How, two?
Huh? How about whatever? I need 10 packs. Huh? How many?
Four.
Oh, just take them all!
Well, this was a good idea, honey. Thank you. So then the only part of his lousy life I haven't ruined, I'll have ruined.
It's not your problem. He's obviously psychotic.
Yes, but he's a psychotic with a job. If we don't cover for him, then he'll be an unemployed psychotic.
What if he doesn't come back?
He'll come back. He's got to come back. Just hope we still make it to the circus in time for Flexo to Fabulous. Did you know he can lick his own back?
Why can't you just follow football like other guys?
Six. 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 That would be six tokens.
No. Six whoppers.
Sir, the last thing the New York City transit system needs is your sarcasm.
I can't believe that it takes two morons to do this stupid job.
We're apprentices. Hey, you see that? Those guys just jumped the turnstile. Go get them.
They're just kids.
Yeah, but I broke the law.
So you go get them.
They're just kids.
Seven tokens. How do I get to Hunter's Point?
Hunter's Point? Honey, you want to field that for the nice lady, and I'll get her tokens.
I've never even heard of Hunter's Point.
Hunter's Point. It's. Dan, you can't read a map? Okay, seven. So 7 times 125. That is a. I should give you a calculator or something in here. $25 a carry the two is. Would you rather have a little 10 pack?
$8.75. I gave you a 20?
Yes.
That means I get $11.25 back.
Yes. Yes, you do. And I was getting there.
Hunter's Point.
You know what you do? Hunter's Point, you take this train one stop uptown, get off, and you ask the token taker there.
You people are pathetic.
No, wait, hey, I think I got it. Take the number 2 train uptown to Jackson Avenue, and then transfer to the 6.
I could have walked there by now.
Grace under pressure. You did good, sweetie.
I did great. I just sent her to the South Bronx. She'll be dead in 2 hours.
Hey, what's taking so long up there? 新幹線はこんなこと絶対ないよ。あいつの頭にガンガンぶち込んでやりたいよ。この調子じゃ遅れるよ。
あ、大丈夫だよ。今日は俺たちのもんだから待っててくれるよ。
Come on man! Get the lid out! How hard can that job be?
そうだ。
You know, I used to think that myself, but have you ever heard the expression, not until you've walked a mile in another man's shoes? All right, okay, keep your pants on.
Do you guys know Color My World?
Hello, we have customers here.
I'm asking them if they know our song.
What, should we have a song?
Hello, were you at the wedding?
Hello, can you break a 20, please?
Where's the freaking train?
Why does everybody keep asking that? I don't know. She doesn't know. We just work here.
Actually, we don't.
No, it's more like a hobby with us.
Honey, I hate to bother you. Could you just grab that?
Howie, stop. This is Jamie.
Don't get Howie in trouble. Hi, this is Howie. What's the problem?
It's Raul.
Who's Raul?
A supervisor. There's a 20-minute delay, track fire.
There's a fire?
Oh, that's good, honey, the way you yelled fire in a crowded subway.
Hey,
that's...
just because you missed the circus, don't take it out on me.
Hey, yeah. All right, okay. You know what, this could get very ugly here. Give me the mic.
How come you always get to make the announcements?
I'm sorry, I always make the announcements? That's what you said?
Do you know what I mean?
No, I really don't. We're married 6 months, and you're saying that what? As a rule, I tend to hog the public address system? I got a little deal for you. Next time that we're stuck in a token booth and there's an angry mob outside, you'll make the announcements, fair?
All right, why don't you say something before they storm the booth?
I'm trying.
Ladies and gentlemen, please don't panic. There's a slight delay. There's a little fire in the Bronx. It's in the Bronx, and the train is already on its way. We'll be here in 5 minutes. Thank you.
Didn't Raul say 20? Or why are you just lying to these people?
Don't tell me how to do my job.
I just think you should be honest.
Well, why don't you bare your soul? If you go ahead.
Excuse me, folks. Well, we have an update. We're looking at a 20-minute delay. Have a nice day.
Well, you know, honey, you really got a knack for this job.
Pardon me. We've never been to New York City before. May we please have directions to the Statue of Liberty?
You take the number one train straight to hell.
See? Who have I become, honey?
Hey! Where the hell have you been? We've been covering for you all night.
Hey, don't do me any favors just because you feel guilty.
Fine. Okay. Fine. You know, Howie, okay, I ruined your life. You made me miss the circus. So, now we're even.
You don't get off that easy, Buckman.
You know, Howie, I have been worried about you for 15 years. But that's over. And if your life is miserable, it's your own fault.
You tell him.
I'm not going to feel guilty about it anymore. I've worked really hard to get where I am. And if you had woken up 6 minutes earlier, just 6 minutes, then you could have had the good moviola. You could have had the great career. You could have had the gorgeous wife. All of it. But no, face it, Howie, you overslept.
Yeah, wake up, Howie.
Nobody's ever talked to me like this before.
Well, maybe it's about time somebody did.
I don't know what to say.
I'm sorry to have been so harsh, Howie. It's just we had a track fire, and, you know, we've been under a lot of pressure here.
No, you're absolutely right.
It's my opinion.
Boy, I see things so clearly now. Well, thank you, Paul. I know exactly what I have to do now.
Well, good. You know, I'm happy, Howie, because, you know, once you start taking responsibility for your life, things will really turn around. You just gotta take that first step, Howie! Look at me talking.
Jump over the thing!
Howie! Call Raul. Howie, please forgive me. It's not your fault, it was my fault. It was all my fault. Howie! 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 Well, Howie has to be somewhere. Did you check all the tunnels? And a BMT, too? No, I'm not trying to be a nudge, Raul. I'm just... Raul, I happen to be concerned. Yes. Well, all right. Still no sign of Howie. I don't know. I should have followed him into that tunnel, but I couldn't. I just, you know what? I was afraid of running into that Beauty and the Beast guy.
Well, guess what? Howie is doing just fine. Read this.
But 4 days ago, he was just a token clerk. But now film school dropout Howard Ballinger has turned his near tragedy to triumph. After a frenzied Hollywood bidding war, Ballinger has sold the rights of his underground odyssey, I Do Not Believe This.
It gets better.
Which he will develop into a major motion picture, Tunnel of Hate.
When Howie wakes up, he really wakes up. Good for him, huh?
Well, good for him. What about me? They don't mention me in the whole article.
You're a psychopath.
Hey, I'm the inspiration for Tunnel of Hate.
Honey, don't you see your debt is canceled?
Fine, yeah, but meanwhile, he never would have jumped off the platform if it weren't for me.
I don't believe you. I really don't. You should be happy for Howie.
I should. I am. I'm happy for Howie. Hey, what is this?
Ooh, you know, I didn't want you to see that part.
Raul gets producer credit?
No.
Over my dead body!